Well, girls, I hate to be the one to break this up, but I've got to get home and cook a roast for tonight, or my husband will roast me.
Uh-oh, that goes for me, too.
Oh, dear, I hate to see you all leave.
Say, did you hear what I heard? There's a new stove coming out that'll cook a roast in a few seconds by electronics or something.
Hmm.
You put in the roast when you sit down to dinner, and by the time you finish your soup, the roast is ready.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Don't believe it. Just another one of those post-war dream things that'll never come to pass.
Joy killer.
Would be a swell
just
thought,
the
though.
Same. I heard it for a fact.
Well, so long, dear.
Bye.
See you soon.
Bye.
Those super-duper post-war gadgets. Some women are silly. Chances are we'll go right on doing the same old things in the same old way.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure about that.
Who said that?
Your announcer, ma'am, on Home is What You Make It. Home is What You Make It is brought to you each week at this time by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations.
What are you getting at?
Well, we're getting closer and closer, ma'am, to the formal introduction of our 74th program.
A program? What kind of program?
A program on the latest things in household equipment entitled Promised and On the Way. Stand by, madam, for your narrator.
How do you do?
And who are you?
Your narrator, Ben Grauer, at your service, madam.
And what service do you think you can perform for me?
Take you, madam, to an exhibit of household equipment promised and on the way.
I don't believe it.
Well, now, you may have been right about that electronics cooker, madam. There's no evidence of one being offered on the market as yet. But there are a great many other things that were considered fantastic yesterday, yet are exciting reality today. Post-war household equipment that's little short of inspired, and that may streamline your life.
You've got to show me.
That's exactly what we hope to do today, madam. Show you and preview for millions of others the wonderful new devices for kitchen and laundry, for parlor and bath that are just over the horizon. Willing to give us a try?
Well, I never was what you'd call stubborn.
I didn't think so, madam. Well, then let's give it a gander, eh? We're off to see the wizards and the wizardry they've performed.
Is absolutely guaranteed to go into reverse. Yes, my friends, pointed in front, rounded in the stern, it backs smoothly into gathers and tucks in all tight corners, and it tips safely on its side when not in use.
16 inches high.
A small portable washing machine that washes, rinses, and spins your clothes to perfect clothesline dryness. Just tuck it away in your closet.
Why, I had no idea.
And you haven't yet, ma'am, for we've barely begun.
Oh, I'm sure it must be the excitement that got me. Probably just much ado about nothing.
I wouldn't bet on that. Let's put some organization into our looking, eh? How about starting off with the kitchen equipment?
Well, there's nothing that interests a woman more. Oh, but as I say...
I know, we've got to show you. All right, come on along and we'll find out.
A festive set of mixing and baking bowls, all in Technicolor. Four different sizes of heat-resistant, chip-resistant glasses. Blue, red, green, canary, yellow.
Put this modern magic jar filled with fluffy cream inside your silver drawer cabinet, and it will absolutely absorb all the tarnish-producing gases in the surrounding air and keep your silver bright as a new
Now,
diamond.
Here we are, face-to-face with the last word, or should I say words, in kitchen equipment. Believe it yet?
Well, I don't know.
May I help you folks?
Yes, if you will. You see, we're like babes in the woods. We stand with wonder before the magic of industrial science. We want to know all there is to know about what we can expect in the way of kitchens and kitchen equipment tomorrow.
Well, I can't say you'll have all of it tomorrow, but in the very near future.
Good enough, we'll accept that.
Well, in the first place, did you know that more thought and effort has been put into the kitchen than all the rest of the house put together?
No, I didn't know that. Madam, did you?
No.
Millions of dollars worth of research and equipment to make kitchens more efficient, more convenient, and more useful, so that even the smallest house may have a kitchen finer than the most expensive house of 20 years ago.
Really?
Really. Madam, believe it or not, we represent a number of companies who today will actually plan your kitchen for you.
I don't believe it.
Give them a chance now.
All you have to do is send them a sketch giving them the dimensions of the room, showing where your windows are and doors and so on.
Yes?
And they'll send you complete plans to answer specific needs of your kitchen, Your builder or builder materials dealer can give you their names.
Well, what do you know?
Look around you, ma'am, at these demonstration kitchens we've set up here.
They're rather small.
Yes, they are. Much smaller than the kitchens of the old houses you may be accustomed to. But that's because they're deliberately planned that way.
How do you mean?
For efficiency, my friend. Large kitchens mean more work because they mean more steps for the housewife.
Oh, I see.
What lovely kitchen cabinets over there.
Aren't they? Stylish, streamlined, with conveniences you've never seen before. Come here, look at them.
Smooth.
Watch. Sliding glass doors, each with a convenient decorative handle. Look inside, madam. Don't be afraid. You notice the rounded corners and edges? That means no dirt-collecting nooks or crannies. And look how carefully planned the shelves are.
Yes, they seem to make space for all sizes and shapes of kitchen articles.
Right. That's because the shelves are height-adjustable. And look at these cabinets here. These have surprise corners.
What's the surprise?
Just a twirl of the turnable shelves, and out come pots and pans below and cups and glasses above.
I've never seen cabinets like that before.
But you haven't seen anything yet, ma'am. Let's go over here and take a peek at the stoves and refrigerators and such things.
Okay, we're right along with you.
Okay. Here, now what do you think of this stove?
It's a honey.
Absolutely automatic, too.
Well, what does it do?
Well, with this stove, you can prepare the meal.
Yes.
Place it in the oven.
Yes.
Set the clock for the stove to start cooking whenever you want. Well, let's say, just for example, at 5 o'clock when hubby's on his way home for dinner. And it shuts off automatically at the time you specify, like this.
Let me see. It's 2 o'clock now. I want to go to the bridge party at Dorothy's, stop by the beauty shop to get my hair fixed, and drop in the store for a few things before I come home about 7. But this roast shouldn't cook more than an hour. Well, that's easy. I'll set the stove to start cooking at 5:30 and shut off at 6:30. When I get home, my meal will be all ready.
And this stove will actually do that?
That's right. Some, due on the market now, have automatic timing devices for the surface burners as well as the oven.
Well, of all things.
And here, over here. Here's the feature of another stove I want to show you. Remember how many times you've lost patience because...
Oh, that roasting pan. Every time I want to use it, it's stuck away back in the pan bin with a million things piled on it. Now I'll have to dig all that out.
Well?
Well, open the oven door on this range, madam.
Well, all right. Why, it has a V-shaped oven rack for roasts.
Built in, too.
Mm-hmm, correct. It does away with the need for a roasting pan.
Well, I declare.
Say, how about the refrigerator?
Oh, well, if you'll just walk down the hall a few steps, you'll find a man in charge of refrigerators there who will be glad to take care of you.
Well, fine. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot.
Magnesium griddle, light as a feather, yet big enough to cover 2 burners on your range. Weighs exactly 2 pounds.
Pressure cooker that can go straight from the range to your dinner table. Simply slip on its company cover in place of its utility cover. Cooks a beef stew in 20 minutes, white potatoes in 6 minutes, carrots in as little as 3.
Did you ever see such big refrigerators?
Did I hear you say big, madam? If you want to see a big refrigerator, take a look at this one.
My.
Now, how many times when you've had a party has your husband had to go to the phone, dial your neighbor, and ask...
Hello. Hello, Don. Listen, this is Len. Yeah, listen. We're having a party over here and have run out of ice cubes. What's the chance of borrowing some?
Madam, let me show you something. I open this door and... There. All the ice cubes you want.
Good heavens. How many would you say you have there?
40 ice cubes exactly, sir. Mm-hmm. And this refrigerator is capable of refreezing another batch in 30 seconds.
Mr. Grauer, I never thought I'd live to see this day.
Me neither.
And notice, if you will, folks, the tremendous capacity for frozen foods.
I was noticing.
Especially in these refrigerators over here. This one, for instance.
Now look at that, will you?
Room for 16 packages of frozen foods without removing the ice cubes.
Gracious.
Now, we don't have a model on the floor yet, but we're expecting refrigerators soon with full-width freezer shelves.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, ma'am. And it said the freezer shelf can be used for freezing food as well as storing it.
I've heard of the existence of such refrigerators.
Well, they're an actuality, sir. Mm-hmm. And you'll be seeing some refrigerators soon with built-in freezer lockers. Definitely a post-war innovation.
Yes, but we'll still have trouble defrosting them, I suppose.
Oh, indeed not, madam. Some of these new refrigerators will have coils built inside the wall. A feature that will mean no defrosting, no drying out of foods, no covered dishes.
I don't believe...
Hold it now.
We also expect other models that will contain a lamp, an ultraviolet ray device that will actually retard the growth of mold and bacteria.
Well, of all things...
What about separate home freezers?
Well, over here is the latest thing. Now, as you can see, this marks the introduction of the upright front door type. It looks just like a mechanical refrigerator.
You know, lots of the trouble with those home freezers has been digging the food out from under, if you know what I mean.
Indeed I do, ma'am. But one company is planning a home freezer with a series of easy-to-pull-out drawers. And another company, one with shelves with pull-down glass doors.
Tell me, what's the unsafe temperature for a home freezer?
10 degrees above zero.
Any danger of the temperature climbing above that and spoiling the food?
Oh, no, not with this device. On this one over here. Now, listen.
Oh, that's an alarm.
Right. It rings a warning any time the interior temperature of your freezer climbs above the danger point.
Rubber gloves for kitchen use with special satinized linings and fingers curved for work and roughened on the outside for better gripping of slippery...
shades with these windows, ladies and gentlemen. Yet, no one will be able to see through them. But you'll be able to see from the inside out and still not feel that you're on exhibition.
Well, I guess this is the place.
What is it you wanted to see, sir?
Whatever you have to show us, sir.
Would you be interested in the post-war sink?
I certainly would.
This way, please. Here we are.
Doesn't look much different from the one I have at home.
True. But does yours have a pull-out hose with a nozzle that sprinkles like this?
No. No, it doesn't.
Yeah. So how'd you work that? I didn't see you turn on the water.
With a foot pedal, sir. Oh. The water is turned on everywhere in the sink by either a foot pedal or a knee lever.
Remarkable.
If the children don't catch
on. Leaves both your hands free to work at the sink.
Well...
And here's something any housewife would be glad to have.
What's that?
How many times have you found yourself face to face with this problem? Let's say it's evening and raining hard.
Oh, dear, there it starts, raining to beat the band, and I have to take this kitchen garbage outside to the trash can.
Many times.
Well, you'll never have to do it again with this automatic garbage disposal.
Where?
I don't see it.
It's hidden underneath the sink. All you need to do is just sweep everything down the drain.
Are you kidding?
Everything but big bones, sir. Paper containers, chicken bones, leftovers from plates and pots. Just scrape them in the sink, flush them down into the drain, and forget them like I'm doing now.
Then you send for a plumber to clean your drain pipe, I suppose.
No, ma'am. Then the electrically driven shafts start to work. They have a shredding mechanism that chews up rinds, parings, and what have you. No odor as they clean themselves. Takes only a few seconds.
Well, I don't... Yes, I do. Yes, I believe it.
And believe this, too. It can be attached to virtually any sink that has a standard-sized drain opening.
What's the world coming to?
Well, for example, it's coming more quickly to the automatic dishwasher, madam.
Don't tell me you have one of those in display.
The latest model, sir. Right here alongside the sink. Madam, I'm willing to wager this sort of thing has happened to you before. You've just finished dinner, and suddenly your husband says...
What do you say we take in a movie tonight, dear?
Are you being funny?
Oh, I mean it. Gary Cooper's playing down at the Bijou. If we hurry now, we can beat the crowd.
Listen, dear, look at those dishes. I will not go to any movie and come back to find those dishes staring me in the face. I'd rather do them and get them over with.
Oh, sounds like no movie.
That's exactly right.
You won't have to worry about that with this post-war dishwasher.
And why not?
Because it's got everything. It won't reach out and take the dishes off the table, of course. But once you fill it with soiled dishes and start it going, you can just go off to the movie and forget it.
How come?
Because, sir, it washes and rinses better than the most meticulous New England housewife could possibly do it by hand. Cleans and drains itself, shuts itself off, and the dishes dry inside. In short, while you're out to the movie, it does your dishes for you.
Amazing.
Can be installed in any standard-sized double sink, or you can buy it in a separate cabinet. It's gentle enough for the finest china, yet efficient enough to clean pots and pans, too.
Well, what do you think, madam?
Oh, I think I'm dreaming.
A flat iron of tomorrow with an invisible cord. No fooling around with a dangling cord with this remarkable flat iron. It gets its heat instantly and automatically from a thermostatically controlled safety stand, whose heat you can adjust as soon as any fireproof.
The cover you'll all want for your ironing board. You can forget and leave your iron on this fireproof asbestos cover and come back and find the cover cool as a cucumber.
Remember, the modern laundry does away with the need of handling water.
and is much less messy than the kitchen.
Oh, this must be the laundry display.
I think so. Unquestionably, my friends, the best place for the laundry is next to the kitchen or incorporated in it.